Lana Tracy in for Laura Fox. And it's very exciting. Earlier this week, we kicked off one big event of the summer, Love Island, of course. And now we're getting closer to yet another huge event of the summer. This day next week, Euro 2024 starts, and the deadline for all the squad lists must be in by midnight tonight. It's time for Game On's Marie Crowe to give us her guide to the Euros. Hello, Marie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so excited.
I'd say you are. I mean, you're a huge fan of Love Island and of soccer, so this is a big one for you.
It's like Christmas. Christmas Eve. That's
it's like Christmas. Okay, so Marie, give us the basics. So where is it on and for how long does it run?
Okay, so it's on in Germany, who do tournaments really, really well. They're really efficient, the Germans. So this will run like absolute clockwork. And there's going to be a full month of it. Amazing cities, stadiums, they'll have all the fan zones. The football will be brilliant. The colour, the excitement, it's just going to be epic.
Unreal. Okay, so soccer fans are going to be glued to the telly for three matches a day for the group stages. So which is the group of death this time? Because there's always
everybody
one.
Loves the group of death.
Yeah.
Well, as long as your country isn't in it. So group B is the really tough one this time. So you have Spain, who are football heavyweights, we all know.
Yeah.
You have the defending champions, Italy, who are brilliant. We have Croatia as well, who are always pull something out of the bag in major tournaments. And then you have Albania, who aren't bad. So that's the one that is going to be really, really tricky for teams to try and come out of.
A really exciting one to watch for people who aren't in those countries. So yeah. Germany, they haven't really been in great shape lately. But as the host nation, they're obviously going to have massive support. So how do you rate their chances?
Pretty good, actually, Blondet. They have home advantage, which is absolutely massive. So they're going to have support everywhere they go. Obviously, that would bring pressure because there'll be spotlight on them. But I think that having the tournament in your own country does bring something a little bit more special. You have to really dig deep.
Yeah.
But if you just look at what's happening with German club football, it's going really well, which will probably bode well for what could happen with the national team. So Dortmund got to the Champions League final. Bayern did really well as well, getting to the semi-final. Even if you look at Bayer Leverkusen, they have had this brilliant season. They were in the Europa League final as well. They won their league. They've just been brilliant. And they have this really good mix of youth and experience. So they have fantastic young footballers coming up, like Jamal Musiala, Florian Ritz. You've got then really experienced guys there as well. Three players who won the World Cup in 2014. So it's kind of boding well for them.
Yeah.
They'll have to deal with the pressure, but it's good.
It is good. Okay, so they might pull it out of the bag. You never know. Now, England are the favourites, but do they blow their chances by losing the final at home in 2020?
Yeah, well, they're often the favourites. So, like, we start a lot of tournaments with saying England are the favourites and then it unravels and football doesn't come home. But I think with 2020, they did a huge amount right. They actually didn't do a lot wrong. It just was a penalty shootout. And when things like that happen, it's so hard. It can go either way.
Yeah,
so I think
it's just
down
to chance, isn't it, at that point?
Yeah, yeah. Now, people say don't ever say penalties are a lottery, and they aren't. But there's a lot that goes with penalty shootouts, and you can just not go your way and add the pressure that goes with it. So I think we'll put it down to that for Euro 2020. Gareth Southgate named his final squad yesterday. It's absolutely amazing. Lana is so stacked. Just quality everywhere. They're in a pretty straightforward group as well. There's Slovenia, Denmark and Serbia.
Mm.
So it's just now whether they can handle all the expectation that goes into it. I'm sure they'll be trying to keep things low profile and, you know, won't be a big parade of all the wags and everything that goes with it. Gareth Southgate is quite an understated kind of manager.
Okay.
So they have the players. They've Harry Kane playing brilliantly. They've depth and they have a good manager. So we'll see.
We'll see. And who do you fancy to win the whole thing?
I'm kind of going towards Germany
just because
they're at home and they're going so well, as I mentioned, in the club scene, and they do have that good mix of older players and younger players. So I think they have a really good chance. But look, who knows? England are the favourites, so.
Who knows? So Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo, he's 39. I can't believe it. So he's 39 and he played his first Euros back in 2004. And 20 years later, he's still going. It's incredible. So is this going to be his last Euros?
Yeah. Like, he's going to be 4 years, 43 by the time the next one comes around. So I can't imagine him still playing.
Okay,
but
okay.
I don't know if you saw the picture he posted on Instagram. I think it had like 21 million retweets or something crazy like that. But he posted a picture in a pair of swim trunks and like his body is an absolute temple. And he just said like, reset. And he has spent his whole life dedicating every single minute of it to football.
Yeah.
So he has like a certain type level of oxygen in his room. He's got a special mattress. Everything that he eats is perfect. So
wow.
he has never done anything that would harm his chances of having such a long career, and it's paid off because
yeah.
you can see by looking at him, his body's in
yes,
like he's
Marie,
an absolute temple.
Marie, but is he good crack? You know, that is the main question.
I don't think so. Yeah. I'd say he's zero crack. Like, he's in bed at 9:30 every night. Like, you know, he's eating avocado first thing in the morning. There's
exactly.
no crack.
Is there any laugh to be had there? You know, that's the next one. So,
yeah,
does Portugal have anyone else? I mean, obviously, they're
yeah,
always.
They do. Yeah, they have. Yeah, so they've got the likes of Bruno Fernandes, Bernardo Silva, Ruben Dias. So they have a lot of quality as well. But Ronaldo just kind of takes over
yeah.
and he just becomes the main man. He wants to win so bad. It's amazing to have that much drive. And as you said, like, he's been playing since the Euro, since 2004, which
That's
is
incredible.
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
yeah.
Now, which other big players are going to be playing their last Euros?
Yeah, so there's actually a few that are coming to an end, and it's remarkable that they've even gone this far, you know, when you think of all the years playing football. So you have Toni Kroos from Germany, Olivier Giroud from France. He's quite underrated, but he's been around 13 years on the national team. Luka Modric from Croatia. Everybody loves him. He's going to finish soon. Manuel Neuer from Germany as well. So they're all kind of late 30s, going to be given up after this, but they've
yeah.
they've had fantastic careers.
Now, you mentioned Amazing. Actually you mentioned there that the German team has a lovely mix of kind of more mature players with more experience and younger players. So who are the young players from all the other teams as well as the German team and that you're looking forward to seeing? And this is a real opportunity for them to kind of make their mark, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And there's always one that kind of you finish the tournament and go, wow, like, they have arrived on the big stage. Cole Palmer from England, Chelsea, is one. He's had an amazing season with Chelsea. He just moved from Man City last September and has just delivered on all his potential. There's a really young kid, he's only 16, from Barcelona.
Wow.
Lamine Yamal is seen as been this fantastic talent. He's going to go on to be brilliant. So
could you
imagine
16
everyone,
and playing in the Euro? Like 16, seriously. When
yeah,
I was 16, I could hardly even hold a conversation. It's wild.
I know. You've
it's
got
incredible.
Kids that are probably around his age doing the junior circuit
yeah.
and he's getting ready for the Euro.
It's insane.
Yeah, there's another young kid from Turkey. He's about 19, Arda Güler, and he's been called the Turkish Messi. He's brilliant as well. I haven't seen much of him, but again, like, you get to see players like that that you haven't seen that much of now playing in the Euros. Xabi Simmons from the Netherlands, he's a PSG player, he's on loan to RB Leipzig. It's going to be brilliant. We're going to have the best time watching all these players.
Yeah, we absolutely are. And we have to give a big up to Ukraine as well for somehow qualifying and making their country so incredibly proud. So have they got a chance of doing well?
I'm not sure how well they're going to do, because I think that they made hard enough work of getting there. They had
yeah.
to go through the playoffs, and like, there's so much going on, and like, that hangs heavy on the whole country. But look,
yeah.
they're there. They're going to have a chance to shine in the Euros, and who knows what could happen with them, because again, when you're playing for something a little bit more than a trophy at the end of it, like, people tend to raise their game and deliver.
Do.
So hopefully they'll be able to do that.
And they dig deep, exactly. Now, there's lots of people who are fans of soccer and they're also fans of Love Island, just like yourself, Marie. So what's going to be the best approach? Because obviously Love Island is on every night. There's going to be so many soccer matches on. How are you going to juggle the two?
I think you're going to have to double screen. Like, you're going to have to get two TVs.
yeah.
You need a setup. You need a...
You do.
Like a den.
You
really do. And
do.
I'm kind of hoping that a few more footballers will end up in Love Island as well. So you
oh,
can kind
yeah.
of get a bit of both, because that happens.
It does.
I've seen it where,
yeah.
you know, they disappear off their club's page and, you know, they're gone on a break and then they're in Love Island.
Unreal. It's amazing. Well, listen, Marie Crowe, thank you so much for joining us. Marie Crowe is on weeknights on Game On at 6 o'clock. Every game of the Euros will be live on RTE and it all starts at 8 p.m. next Friday. Marie, thank you so much.
Thanks, bud. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Talk to you. Bye.